朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想刚才这首诗歌其实也是我心里面很想讲的话。
Actually, this song tells the message that I wanted to.
我们每一个人都有地上的父亲。
We all have an earthly father.
但是地上的父亲没有一个人是完全的。
But none of the earthly fathers are perfect.
圣经上说，父亲是照着自己的意思来管教我们。
Because the Bible says our fathers train us according to their will.
好，所以你碰到好的父亲，那感谢神。
If you happen to have a good father, thank God.
但是也的确有很多人碰到的父亲并不是那么负责任，他酗酒，他贩毒，他做一些不该做的事。
But then maybe a lot of people, they are very unfortunate. They have fathers who are irresponsible, alcoholic, and do bad things.
但是我们感谢神，我们信了耶稣，我们才发现宇宙的神，这么伟大的主，居然是我的父亲。
But then after we become Christian, we realize that this great master of the universe becomes our father.
所以老约翰说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，让我们得以称为他的儿女。
So Apostle John says, how great is the Father's love for us that we can be called children of God.
然后底下就说，我们也真是他的儿女。
And then he continues, says, yes, indeed, we are his children.
被称为他的儿女，讲到我们的地位永远不改变。
Yes, we have this eternal identity that we are his children.
我们也真是他的儿女，说到我们的经历，我们在这里见证我们是蒙爱的一般人。
Yes, indeed, we are his children. According to our experiences, we feel we are beloved children.
让我们感谢神哈，每一年让我们有母亲节，有父亲节。让我们今年在地上爱我们的父母。
So we thank God for Mother's Day and Father's Day to remember our parents who loved us.
但是我们更希望我们能够在主的面前，能够照着圣经的教导，我们怎么样子做父亲，怎么样子做母亲，怎么样子做孩子。
We also want to learn how to be a good mom, a good dad, and a good child according to the Bible teaching.
我今天这篇信息的讲义我并没有另外写，因为我上次母亲节已经说，我先讲前半。后半留到今天父亲节讲。
So today I do not have a new outline because on Mother's Day I've talked about the first part and today we'll continue the second part.
因为这两次都讲到在孩子的教养上，怎么样子让主居首位啊。
So these two messages was tell us how in raising children we will give God the first place.
当我们讲到这个题目的时候，它至少有三重的意思。
When we talk about this message, the threefold meaning.
第一个讲到我们怎么样子帮助孩子们让主居首位。
First of all, how we can help our children so that God will have the first place.
让我们的孩子真正建立起他跟神的关系。
So that our children will establish a personal relationship with God.
神不是只是我爸爸妈妈的神，神是我的神，我要尊他伟大。
God is not only the God of my parents, but I will also honor him as my God.
所以我前一阵子引用过大使命曾经出过的 data。说中国的孩子80%上的大学就否定他们的信仰。
I have shown you the statistics that about 80% of Chinese children after they gone up to college, they deny their faith.
那听说79%+美国的孩子也是18岁上大学以后就离开教会否定信仰。
And about more than 79% of American children after they have gone up to college, they deny their faith.
这个数字是很可怕的数字的。
This number is scary.
就表示我们孩子们跟我们来教会，但是他没有建立跟神的关系。
Which means that our children come to church with us, but they do not have personal relationship with us.
他们只是被爸爸妈妈带到教会。回来，但是对神缺少第一手的认识，第一手的经历。
They are brought to church by their parents, but they lack the first-hand experience.
但是我很感谢神，前两天我们 Wisconsin 的曾经送出来一个资料，他说在我们教会长大的孩子到现在没有一个放弃他们的信仰。
But I'm so thankful that the youth counselor has given me data that children who grew up at our church, none of them, not even one, have denounced their.
可能我们会软弱，可能有时候我们会因为搬家不回来，在别的教会，但是没有一个离开信仰，这句话很安慰我们。
Yes, we may be weak, or we might have moved away, but not even one have denounced their.
所以在教养孩子的事情上，让主居首位第一件事情就是帮助我们的孩子能够越早越好建立起他跟神的关系。
So when we say that we want to give God the first place in raising children, the first thing is to build their personal relationship with God.
那第二件事情就是讲在教养孩子的这件事情，在我们怎么教养孩子的方法、态度上，我们能够让主居首位。
And how that we can give God the first place in our attitude and in our method of raising children.
每一个人养孩子都有自己的一套。
We all have our own approach in raising children.
想想看，在我们人生的角色里面，有几个角色是最重要的哈？
What are the most important roles that we play in our lifetime?
从孩子这一面就是当孩子嘛。
For the children, yes, they're being children. That's the first one.
从爸爸妈妈这边的角度来说，就是怎么当爸爸，怎么当妈妈。
And for parents, our concern is how to be.Mom and Dad.
那还有另外一个非常重要的角色，就是怎么样子当丈夫，怎么样子当妻子。
So、there's another important role: how to be a good husband and good wife.
你就发现这些角色都是人生中最重要的角色 ，lifetime.
So these are very important lifetime roles that we play.
但是在这些角色上呢，你就发现我们很少接受教导，很少接受训练。
Yet we discover that we are hardly trained for these roles and responsibilities.
Cassie, 如果要当 doctor 要几年
？Cassie, how many years we have to be trained to be a doctor?
Four plus four, 8 years. 那是你花了八年吗？好，你看要当个 doctor 要八年，然后变成人成这个样子。
So it takes 8 years of training to become like Dr. Huang.
然后再加上这么多的经验，变成我们的弟兄。
And plus many, many years of experience, then we have Dr. Huang.
弟兄，你拿个 PhD 要多少年 ？Much longer than that. 花这么多年当个大博士研究腻了，然后上轻松这样子。
And it took Brother Steve many more years.To become a PhD in electrical.
好吧，那就算八年。有多少人当爸爸以前、当妈妈以前，花了八年的时间学怎么当爸爸、当妈妈
？So how many parents have taken training more than 8 years before they become parents?
所以你就发现，在最重要的角色上，我们反而忽略了认真去学习。
So we notice that we have neglected learning how to.Play the most important role.
然后我们一起的就是我们又不肯谦卑受教，每一个人有自己的一套。
What's even more amazing is that we're not even willing to be humble to learn.
你会说，有的说没有啊，我去看书啊，我去上过 seminar， 我去参加过 training 啊。
But then you might object that, brother, you know, I have read books, I've gone to seminars and trainings.
但是你会发现有那么多书，你是赞同的书来看，不赞同的书放一边去。
But then there are so many books, you only pick the ones you like and then reject the ones you don't like.
你还是照着你自己认为对的方法来教孩子，只是用这些书来帮助你就是了。
In a way, you're still teaching your children according to your own will. You just use these two books.
所以讲到在教养孩子上，让主居首位，就是回到这 original designer 和家庭的设计者这位伟大的神，他说怎么样子当爸爸，怎么样子当妈妈。
So when we say that we want to give God the first place in raising children, we have to go back to the original designer of families to learn how to be fathers, mothers, and children.
我们连修车子都需要找到真正懂车子的，就是让他来帮我们修。
Even to fix a car, we need real mechanics.
我们学钢琴需要找到一个好的老师来教我的。
To learn to play piano, we want to find the best teachers for our children.
但是你想，有哪一个老师比我们的神更伟大、更好啊
？But then, is there any teacher that is greater and better?
就很多的时候，我们在外面学了很多很多很多，然后吃了很多苦头，头破血流，然后才发现圣经上早就讲了。
So oftentimes that we think we have learned so many techniques and things, and until we suffer, then we realize that the Bible has already taught us.
就像小孩子一样，从小就觉得爸爸妈妈这个管太多，管太多，我们要这样子，我们要那样子。
Just like when we're growing up, we feel our parents they control too much, they mind our business.
等到自己在外面头破血流，吃了很多苦头的时候，才说，哎呀，爸爸妈妈当初讲的。真的是对的。
Then until we go out and suffer, then our parents were right.
等到将来钱付不出来，家里面生活很辛苦，什么东西都没有了，才想到当初没有好好认真读书啊。
Then when we are in financial troubles, we cannot pay our bills, then we regret that we did not study well.
等到跟那个人很快乐的进入婚姻的时候，才发现两个人不知道怎么相处，才知道没有好好在教会里面，生命被改变。
And then after we happily married and we suffer in marriage, then we regret that our lives were not transformed while we were serving the church.
那么第三件事情，讲到我们让主在教养孩子上让主居首位的第三件事情。
The third thing about raising children.
就是讲到为神为神家养育我们的下一代。
We're raising our children next generation for God and for God's sake.
孩子是他的。他居首位。
Our children belong to him. He should have the first place.
我们是他的管家，是神给我们的恩典，把孩子交在我们的手上。
We are but the stewards. It is God's grace that He has given us the children, so that we can.
我们当然要特别爱自己的孩子，因为神放在我们的家中。
Yes, we need to especially love our children because God has placed them in our family.
但是我们不能占为己有，因为那是神的。
But then we cannot take possession because they do not belong to us.
我们不可以用自己的方法来塑造他啊，变成我要的孩子。
We should not require them or mold them according to my desires.
这种观念一般人绝对不会有的，世界上的人不会有这个观念。
People in the world would not have such concept.
但是神的儿女们需要这个样子。
But then God's children need to know this.
啊，在一百多年以前，在这个从 Memphis 啊，这个开往New Orleans。沿着 Mississippi 开下来，有两条船一起正好同时出发。
More than 100 years ago, there were two ships. They were sailing on Mississippi River from Memphis to New Orleans.
那个时候都还是烧煤蒸汽船哈，这样子慢慢沿着 Mississippi 河往上开。他们带着货物要变去。
There were two steamboats carrying cargoes to New Orleans.
啊，结果在这两条船几乎同时开，然后并行往下走的时候。
So they took off about the same time they were sailing parallel.
所以两个船很靠近啊，然后两边船上的水手大概有一些不太愉快的谈话。
And then the two ships were very close to each other, and then the crewmen had some unpleasant conversation with each other.
就变成有点挑衅、挑战了，就开始要比赛了。
And gradually, there seems to be a conflict, and then they got into this competition.
啊，所以你知道，他们原来带的煤是足够让他们可以开到New Orleans。
So originally, they carry enough coal for them to reach.
但是因为开始比赛了，所以差很多哈。
Since they're trying to race, so they keep adding the coal.
啊，所以有一条船到输另外一条，因为他们的煤快烧完。
So gradually, one steam ship they lag behind from the other one.
啊，所以有一个年轻的水手非常不服输哈，就是他就把这个货物有一些部分丢到那个火炉里面去。
And then crew member he wanted to speed up the ship so that he threw one cargo into the furnace.
发现果然也可以烧，船可以稍微快一点。
It seems that it will help the ship to go faster.
啊，所以其他的水手就把东西都拿来开始往里面丢。
So other sailors started to throw the cargo into the furnace to speed up the.
后来他们赢了。
Eventually, they won the race.
但是他们把他们所有该送的财物都烧掉了。
But then they have burned up all the cargoes.
因此呢，这个故事告诉我们，在我们人生的路上。
So this story tells us that on our life journey,
很多时候有很多的事情发生，转移了我们的使命，转移了我们的注意力。
Oftentimes, many things happen to sidetrack our purpose and our mission.
它改变了我们生活的 priority， 我们的优先顺序。
And they change our life priority.
明明神把孩子交给你，或是神把这个托付交给我们，是要要我们把它带到。Destination 带到那个目标的。
Maybe God entrusts us with children and missions so that we can carry them through the destiny.
如果我们在路上受到这些刺激，哎呀，你们都是好学区，哎呀，你们都是开那个车啊，我们就开始拼了。
But then we got sidetracked or so then we got into competition with the school districts or cars.
我们忘了神托付给我们的孩子。
We forgot about.Children that God entrusted.
我们忘了说，我们是要为神来养神家的孩子，结果我们变成这样自己的。
We forgot that we should raise our children for God instead of raising children for ourselves.
我们什么都要赢，都要赢，都要赢，都要赢别人。
So we want to win, and we want to win in every competition.
我们就是出人头地，一定要第一，一定要第一。
So we want our children to be the first place in everything.
在台湾有台湾很多的医生自己开业都赚很多钱，他们都不到医院去了。
So in Taiwan, a lot of doctors have their own clinics and they make a lot of money.
在台湾第一志愿就是除了台大电机就是台大医学院啊，就是要读医生的。
So in Taiwan, the most popular major in college. Number one is electrical engineering, and the second one is medicine.
有一个爸爸是医生，他就一直逼他的孩子逼，然后让他读台大医学院，来到美国再拿医学博士。
So a father, there was a father in Taiwan who's a doctor, and then he forces his son to go to Taida to study medicine, and afterwards come to America to study.
然后回来要把他的整个诊所交给他。
Because he wanted to pass down his own hospital and clinic to his son.
就在他们那样子欢乐庆祝儿子拿到博士学位玩的时候
，While they were celebrating the graduation of his son, and he finally got his PhD,
他就发现他的儿子自杀了。
And then he found out that his son committed suicide.
他儿子把他医学博士的证明放在他爸爸的桌上，他说：“这是你要的。”
He placed his graduation diploma on his father's desk and said, "This is what you want."
你从来不管我里面我的需要是什么。我到底应该什么？我希望碰到的家庭生活或什么？他说：“你只是要这张文凭，现在你得到。”
You never cared about my needs or my wants. All you care is this diploma. Now you can have it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前被提醒，哈，不要被今天这个时代的潮流影响了我们人生，神给我们重要的托付。
So we have to be very watchful so that we will not let the trend of the world to affect our commission before God.
你这条船就像你第一名到了，你已经失去了你这条船开出来的目的。
Yes, your ship may reach the destination in the first place, but then you have lost the purpose and the goal of your ship.
你已经完全违背了人家托付给你的责任和使命。
You have already rejected and violated the responsibilities.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管是做丈夫、做妻子、做爸爸妈妈、做孩子，我们每一个人都有自己的角色。
Whether it's husband, wife, parents, or children, we all have our roles.
我们怎么样子在有限的人生里面，我们靠着主的恩典，照着圣经的教导，我们活出我们该有的角色。
So how in our the limited lifetime that with God's grace we can live out.And then we can fulfill this responsibility.
这样子不是太重要了哈。
This is so important.
所以我们要回到圣经和 according to God's way， 照着神的方法。
So we have to go back to the Bible according to God's way.
那我现在是为我上半期是母亲节讲的，那一次讲到圣经里面对做父母的跟对做儿女们的分别都有要求。
So on Mother's Day, I have shared with you requirements from the Lord for parents and for children.
你发现圣经的教导都非常平衡的。
You will see that biblical teachings are always very balanced.
不光要求做妻子的要怎样说服她的丈夫。
It doesn't only require wives to submit to their husbands.
讲完以后就讲做丈夫的要怎样爱他们的妻子。
It also requires the husbands to love their wives.
讲到孩子们需要怎样凡事上孝顺他们的父母，顺从他们的父母。
It tells the children to obey their parents in everything.
底下也讲到做父母亲的要怎样来养育他们的孩子。
It also teaches the parents how to raise up their children.
所以在儿女方面，最在乎的就是说，儿女的要听从父母，要孝敬父母。
For children, the most important thing is to obey and honor your parents.
他讲到这件事情，不光是神所喜悦的。
This is not only well pleasing to the Lord.
而且说到这是理所当然的。
It is also right.
你本来就应该这么做的。
This is what we should do.
而且这是第一条带着应许的诫命，神要踏踏实实。
And this is the first commandment with a promise. The Lord will greatly reward you.
我们没有时间多讲，我们就把经文念过一遍来复习，好不好
？So we'll just read through the scripture to review.
哥罗西书三章二十节。
Colossians chapter 3:20.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。然后以弗所书第六章第一节到第三节。
Ephesians chapter 6:1-3.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。好，我们就简单复习到这啊。
So this is our review.
神对儿女们的要求。
This is God's requirement for children.
永远是要对父母凡事听从他们。
Obey your parents in all things.
而且要孝敬他们。
And honor them.
你说我的爸爸妈妈不值得我孝敬，或者不值得我听从，因为他们常常都是不合理的要求。
You may say that my parents do not deserve my honor and obedience because oftentimes they are not reasonable.
好，当我们这样讲的时候，我们已经在违背神了。神就是叫你要凡事听从。
But when we are saying this, we are already offending God because God wants us to obey in all things.
要求是违背神，是违背道德。
Unless our parents' requirements are against God and immoral,
我们都要听他们。
then we have to obey them.
啊，所以这是圣经的讲法。
And this is the biblical teaching.
我也知道将来你们都会找你们的boyfriend, girlfriend, 或是 future wife, future husband.
You know that in the future you will find your future wives or husbands or boyfriends and girlfriends.
啊，我不晓得你们理想的另外一半会是什么，你会写哪些
？I don't know if but the the criteria for looking for your ideal spouse.
可能你们都还很年轻，不太写。
Maybe you're too young. You haven't thought about it.
啊，我上次在英国，我跟你们讲过这个吃饭的时候，我对面坐了一些大学生。
While I was in England, I was having lunch with a group of college students.
有一个姊妹拿了一张纸，密密麻麻的，我以为她是写听我讲到的心得。
And a youngster came to me with a note full of writings. I thought it was her note.
后来我问她才晓得，原来是她的白马王子的条件。
And then I realized that's her list of criteria for her Prince Charming.
整个配置，整个纸张上写的密密麻麻。
So the list goes on and then on the full page.
而且分成三大栏啊，这个 must have, prefer to have, must not.
And the three categories: must have, prefer to have, and must not.
一定要有，希望有，和绝对不可以有的一些性格。
These are the characters that must have, good to have, or must not have.
那这是他们说他们牧师教的。
And then she said, their pastors taught them this way.
但是我今天给你们有一个小小的建议。
But today I have a suggestion.
在 among 你这么多的这个这次这么长的 list。你们很短，只要是男的，是活的，是吧
？Maybe you don't have a long list. Maybe just a guy and he's alive.
在你这么长的 list 里面
among your long list,
我会奉劝你加一个。
May I ask you to add one?
就是他孝不孝顺他的父母。
That he will honor and obey his parents.
虽然不是每一个孝顺父母的人都一定会是好丈夫、好妻子。
Not every child who obey and honor his parents will be good wife or husband.
但是一个不懂得孝顺父母的，他绝对不会是好丈夫，不会是好妻子。
But yet, if a person does not obey or honor his or her parents, he or she will not be a good spouse.
我不能说绝对不会哈，就是大部分都不会。
This is not absolute, but pretty general.
啊，所以一个人懂得孝顺，不见得他会是好丈夫、好妻子。
Yes, an obedient child may not be a good wife or husband.
但是一个不懂得孝顺父母亲、不懂得顺服父母亲的孩子，基本上，你的婚姻上是很大的危机。
But yet, a disobedient child will bring great crisis to his or her marriage.
记得，这个怎么讲 ？Uncle Yu 的话。
Please remember Uncle Yu's advice.
所以你将来要带他来问他的时候，我会帮你看这个点。
So if in the future you bring him or her to me, then I will try to remind you this.
所以，这是对孩子的要求。
So this is requirement for the children.
对父母的要求，我们一起来看。
And now let's look at
哥罗西书三章二十一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 21.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。然后以弗所书第六章第七节。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，在这里特别强调父亲的角色。
So this particularly emphasizes on the role of father.
一方面，父亲的角色非常重要，但是母亲的角色一样很重要。
Yes, father important, so are mothers.
但是问题是在教养中，父亲比较容易忽略了他们的角色。
Yeah, while raising children, fathers oftentimes neglect their responsibility.
因为他们认为说我的责任是养家。
Because they often think that their responsibility is to make money for the family.
我要去赚钱，让家可以活。我要保护这个家不受到伤害。
I want to make money so that I can provide for the family, and I will protect the family from any harm.
所以几乎从古以来，不管是中国西方社会，男人都比较向外，比较忽略的家里面。
So throughout the history, whether it's the Chinese or Western world, usually fathers are working outside.
但是神在这里特别提醒做父亲的。
But here, God especially reminds fathers.
这个而且特别讲到不要惹儿女的气。
Especially says, do not provoke your children.
不是说这个孩子只要生气就是爸爸妈妈的错啊，这个千万不要乱读圣经。
The Bible is not saying that if any child gets angry, it's the parents' fault.
所以同样的，孩子们不要觉得爸爸对我的要求是不是好爸爸。
Then children, please do not think that your father make you angry, so he is not a good father.
这里说到的 provoke 是讲到我们非常不合理的要求跟对待，让他被激怒了。
So this provoking is like a very irresponsible and unreasonable treatment.
讲到父亲在血气的里面，哈，这样随其意这样发泄在这里，愤怒临到他的孩子，让孩子们觉得受伤不合理。
So maybe the father would let out his wrath or anger of the flesh in a very unreasonable way to provoke the children.
所以这是我们父亲们要在主的面前要。
So fathers need to be watchful in this regard.
然后要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
And bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
所以当爸妈的不要只有养，要记得要育。
So parents, please remember not just to raise up your children, but also to discipline them.
这个中国字真好哈，我们中国人太重养不重育。
Because oftentimes the Chinese parents we care about raising them up, but not educating or training them.
如果我们真管教的时候，我们只有管还是教
？But then when we actually discipline them, we just discipline, but we don't educate them.
然后很多的时候，我们的养育跟管教都不是照着主的教训和警戒。
Sometimes we do not raise them or train them according to the Lord.
我们都还是照着世上的标准。
We do it according to the standard of the world.
所以我曾经跟你们讲过，我自己小的时候生长在那个眷村里面，有一次听到一个孩子的那个被妈妈打的哭声，几乎整个眷村都听得到。
I shared with you before when I was a little boy and in the village that I lived in, once a child was being disciplined by the mom and then he rushed out the house and then the whole entire village can hear his cry.
因为那个学校模拟考试，准备考试考中学的考试，满分600分，他的孩子考到595分。
Because during the practice test before the entrance exam, out of 600 points, her child got 595.
他不看他孩子考到595分是多么不容易，他只看他没有得到的那个五分。
She did not think how difficult it would be to get 595, but she only focused on the 5 missing points.
这个孩子到了高中的时候，变成非常有名的一个流氓跟太保，在马路上带着人到处打架。
So when this child became a high school teenager, he joined a gangster as pick street fights all over the place.
这个妈妈就像我刚才讲的那两条船在比赛一样。
So that mom is just like the two steamboats that were racing.
她用太多别的东西来取代了她最重要的使命和责任，是照着主的教训和警戒爱孩子、养育孩子。
She got sidetracked with a lot of things. She neglected her most important mission is to train, bring them and train in them according to the
mission.
So today I'm going to share with you three important principles in practice.
第一件事情讲到相爱。
First thing is to love one another.
这不是光只是夫妻之间需要相爱。
Not only that, husbands and wives need to love one another.
父母亲跟孩子之间最重要的关键就是爱。
So between parents and children, the most important thing is love.
但是我们不要认为说我知道我是爱他，然后我们不在乎怎么表达我们的爱。
Please don't justify saying that I know that I love them, but I just don't know how to express them.
我曾经鼓励过弟兄姊妹读一本书，叫做《Love Language》爱语言。有没有人读过这本书
？I've encouraged brothers and sisters to read the book Five Love Languages.
年轻孩子读过没关系的。
It's good if you have read the book too.
因为很多的时候，我们认为我是爱他。
Because oftentimes we feel that we are loving them.
但是却是鸡对鸭讲话，他听不懂。
But then it's like the language between chicken and dog. It's not communicated. It's not understood.
所以，当父母亲要表达对孩子的爱，当孩子们要表达对父母的爱的时候
，So when parents want to express their love to the children and children to their parents,
你们要能够照着对方的 love language， 他爱的语言，他能够听得懂的语言来表达我们的爱。
Try to express it in the love language that can be understood by the recipient.
但是这个是讲到表达。
This is about expression.
但是真正的关键是，到底我们里面是不是有真正的爱
？But the key point is that do we really have that love?
真实的爱一定有代价，真实的爱就一定需要舍弃的。
Real love will have a price, and then it costs self-denial.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前对孩子，到底我们对他的爱是真正为他好吗？还是我们希望只是希望？还要有一个很好的成就。
So when we say we love our children, do we really consider for their own good, or we just want them to have high achievement?
那孩子们，你们觉得爸爸妈妈爱你们，只有借着让你们玩 game、送你们礼物才是爱吗？还是他们管教就不是爱呢
？For children, Do you think only if your father and mother allow you to play games and that is love? If they train you or rebuke you, and that is not love.
我很喜欢前几年于师母曾经引用的一句话，叫做care enough to confront， 就是你当你爱到真正爱一个人的时候，你会勇于去面对需要该面对的。
I like what Sister Nancy shared before that we should care enough.To confront.
所以当孩子不乖，当孩子偏离正路，当孩子没有照着圣经活的时候
，When our children have gone astray and they don't live according to the Bible，
我们有没有那个足够的爱，真正去帮助他从这个错误里面出来？还是我们只是想发泄我们的脾气
？Do we love them enough to help them to go back to the right track, or we just let out of our angers and frustrations?
先说我在这个三个小组里面跑了一趟好了，在一个小组的里面，我跟大家交通。
Last Friday, I was sharing with one small group.
孩子绝对需要管。
Yes, we need to discipline our children.
不要那么紧张看着我哈，孩子绝对需要管。
Don't get so nervous. Yes, but we need to discipline our children.
但是爸爸妈妈在管教孩子的时候。
But when parents are disciplining children,
我们也需要合乎中道。
And we have to do it appropriately.
不可以管过头，但是也不可以管不够。
You cannot go over the board or not enough.
这个真的是需要智慧，需要主的恩典。
That requires true wisdom and God's grace.
所以有很多的父母亲不管累着导致我脾气发出来，那其实是最糟的管法。
Oftentimes, some parents would ignore it until they cannot stand it anymore, and then they discipline.And it causes a big trouble.
爱是在平常，我们就应该注意，就应该来提醒。
If we love them, we should watch them in normal everyday life.
所以叶邦峰牧师来我们中间的时候，他说中国话“爱管闲事”讲得很对哈。你真正有爱，就会管他的闲事。
So Dr. Ye says there's a Chinese saying that we like to be nosy buddies, and actually it's true. If you love enough, you will be nosy.
你怎么会对爸爸那样子讲话呢？不应该这个样子的。你看到就应该去说的。
If you see something wrong, then you will try to correct it. That's not the way to talk to your dad.
或是你今天为什么对妈妈讲话撒谎呢
？Or why did you lie to your mom today?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看着而不管的话，弟兄姊妹，这不叫爱。
If we see it, but yet we do not correct, that is not love.
那你说我这样去讲，他破坏了我们的关系啊，或者他会不喜欢听，他会生气。
But then you might say, if I confront and correct, that would kind of destroy our relationship because they don't like to hear it.
那就说明我们的爱不够 ，love is not enough to confront.
That means we do not love enough to confront.
你真的爱他，你就必须去 confront， 你就必须要帮助他从错误里面出来。
If you really love them, you have to confront to help them out of their wrongs.
啊，这个所谓就是爱。
And that is love.
其实是真正的爱。
And that is true.
圣经上说，焉有孩子，焉有儿子不被管教的
？The Bible says, is there any child not being disciplined?
朋友，你在？活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。